The metaverse could become a bigger privacy nightmare than Web 2.0. Hey, I'm Mark Nadell. I'm going to talk to you about how to fix this before it even becomes a problem. It can be broken down into two sub-problems. First, we need decentralized technology that can actually scale. I mean, Facebook scale. Or else everyone is just going to use their platform. So I built a thing called Gun. Bang, bang, fast, fast. It's not quite Facebook scale, but it has hit up to about 50,000 users per second. And hey, it had about 500 million downloads in 2021 alone on JS Deliver, not including NPM, GitHub, or others. So I think people like it. Maybe because it's like an open source version of Firebase, or maybe because it's free and has no scammy blockchain token gas fee junk. It's just peer-to-peer cryptography. Stupid NFTs are literally overhyped ECDSA signatures. If you don't know what that means, check the link and watch the one-minute animated cartoons that use cooking analogies to explain cryptographic algorithms. You'll thank me later. But what it means for you in practice as a developer is being able to build end-to-end encrypted multi-user to-do apps in just 50 lines of code that synchronizes instantly in real time. Whoa. And now into chapter one, I can take a breath. Chapter 2, How the Algorithms Scale. For the metaverse to work, you need dynamic LOD loading that can stream across a network. Peer-to-peer systems are supposed to look like this, but blockchain makes it look like this. Video game peers cannot connect directly. The entire game state has to run through miners on the network. It just doesn't scale if 500 million users are all playing 50,000 different